Long Lecture, Skill 3, Economics, Bank. Listen to part of a lecture in an economics class. The basic role of a bank is concerned with saving and loaning money. The banking system can be traced back to the earliest time of writing and has evolved into banking as it is known today. The term bank is meant to apply to an institution that holds the proper authority to undertake banking services, usually in the form of a license issued by a supervisory board. There is also the term non-bank. This is an institution which is limited in the financial services it provides and does not fulfill the legal requirements necessary to be deemed a bank. The word bank comes from a German word meaning bench, via the Italian word banca. The two related terms, bankrupt and broke, are also from Italian. Banca rotta, a broken bench, or a bank that is out of business. In the past, in northern Italy, people lending money had a bench or table on which they ran their business, and it is from this that we have these words today. Although each banking corporation has a small market share, they still remain to be some of the most profitable corporations. Take Citigroup as an example. It only has a 5% market share, but has been the most profitable company in the world for the last 3 years. If Citigroup were as strong in the financial sector as Home Depot, Walmart, or Starbucks are in their fields with a 30% market share, then it would reap greater profits than the top 10 non-banking U.S. industries combined. To remain profitable in a market that is always changing, banks have had to implement many different policies and procedures. To merge with investment and insurance firms, the Graham-Leach-Bleeley Act was brought into action. Bringing all three together is the answer to what people were looking for, an institution where they could take care of all their financial needs, banking, investments, and insurance. As one institution would be able to sell a greater variety of products, it would increase its chances in being able to earn more money. Banks have also changed the way interest is charged on loans. People who are believed to be a bigger risk pay a higher interest rate. This reduces the losses as a result of bad loans and reduces the cost of borrowing money for people who have better credit histories. It also gives people who are more of a gamble the chance to borrow money. The ways that people can pay for goods and services has also increased from cash to debit cards, prepaid cards, smart cards, and credit cards. It is now much easier to complete transactions and to purchase big-ticket items over time. The downside of this is that people run the risk of overspending and building up an insurmountable amount of debt. Banks earn money from interest and other service charges from customers who use these cards and from companies that accept credit cards as a form of payment. The main difficulties that banks face today when trying to increase their profits include limiting regulations and competition from other financial institutions. Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 1. According to the lecture, where is the word bank originally from? Number 2. What is the Graham-Leach-Bleeley Act? Number 3. Which of the following is mentioned as the downside of the increase in the ways to pay for goods and services?